This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. Spring break is great. It's not great for getting guests on the show because everybody's away and having a really good time, and they should be. So you're getting some solo episodes right now, and this has actually been really fun because I've had to be creative. And one of the things that I was sort of getting a request for was a What's in My Bag episode. Which I didn't really, it's just very obvious what it is, but I was still sort of like, wait, what is that? So I'm going to do my What's in My Bag little episode for you all that I'm like, okay, because it sounds fun. And anyway, what do we have here? We have a bag. I brought my bag in. Linus is laying next to me right now because he knows that there are things for him in my bag. And so I don't know, is this still beauty theme? Because it feels like it should be beauty theme, but I'm also going to like, I was getting a lot of good feedback on the beauty episodes, so I felt like I should do more beauty stuff. Anyway, this is what is in my bag. Is this exciting? I don't know. It's kind of exciting for me because I feel like I'm not going to know a lot of what's in my bag. Oh, I see one thing I know that I talk about on the show all the time, and that is Thrive. I have a Thrive Cosmetics, lip gloss, and then I have a Thrive Cosmetics lipstick. It's called Impactful, and it is a lipstick by Thrive, and I love it because it stays on, and it's also, the color is so natural, and it's very moisturizing, which is really nice. Okay, so let's see here. We have that, and then we have one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. This has been years and years and years. I did a movie in Victoria, BC, called The Story of Us that I had a very, very good time on. And Aaron McKenzie was the makeup artist on that movie. And I love her. I haven't seen her since 2018. But Aaron, I love you. And this is a thing you did while we were working together that I still do. And that is, I only ever used for any sort of lip color or moisture, chapstick, just classic cherry chapstick. It's just the old school. We've had it since we were little. We had them at school. We had them in our bag. We had them all the time. The little chapsticks, but the cherry has a teeny bit of color, and it is still my absolute go-to favorite thing when it comes to like moisture and then a teeny bit of color, like daytime. Now I do like the Thrive one as well. So like I kind of alternate between those two depending on what I'm doing, because I think the Thrive one stays a little bit longer. But anyway, I'm obsessed with chapstick, just plain old chapstick, classic cherry. Yes. And Erin, thank you so much. It's my new favorite thing. Okay, next. I have a teeny tiny little travel size that I got at Sephora of a It Cosmetics. It's their CC cream, and it has SPF like 50 in it, which is wonderful. And it's tinted, and it's tiny. It comes in this tiny little tube. I carry a very tiny bag. It's funny because I will fill it, but it's almost like I refuse to carry something heavier because I'm always like, I have Linus with me. I have other things with me. So I carry like a clutch. It's very small, really. It just has like a chain strap. So I try to find all these teeny tiny things that I can fit into the bag. And the CC cream is one of of my absolute favorites because it's like a teeny bit of coverage if you've just like been out and you want to like just freshen up a little bit, but it also has like sunblock in it. It has SPF in it. So like you're also getting, like if you're out and you're like, oops, I forgot I have to put my sunscreen on. It's also great for that. I love it. This is going to make everyone laugh probably. Well, maybe not, but this is these are my little old lady things that I love. I carry around Tamari soy sauce packets. You can get them on Amazon. Me being a celiac, me being gluten-free, I can't, you know, you never know when you're going to need your soy sauce. You never know when you're going to crave sushi in the middle of the day and not have the things you need. So I always, this is like one thing I make sure I always, because I love sushi and I want to be able to like impromptu pop into somewhere if I want to and have that. It can work for other things, other foods too, but those are, and having these packets has been a game changer for me because some places still don't have like tamari or anything. Oh my goodness gracious, that is Linus. He wants to be in my lap because he knows I'm going through my bag and there are things in here for him. I carry things. Linus is licking the microphone. That's Linus. Buddy, he's been, so I don't know if it's the moon. I don't know what's going on. But the last few days, we're always like Velcro, but the last few days we've really been like Velcro to each other. It's very, oh God. I love this creature so much. Okay. I didn't mean to make that like sound creepy. It's just true. I don't even know what to do with it sometimes. Buddy, I have to still be able to reach my bag. Oh my goodness gracious. That's the chain on the bag. Okay, ready? Okay, all right. Look, I got my credit cards. I got that. I got my insurance cards. I've got my license. I've got those, all the necessary things. Do we need to talk about that? What else is in here? Oop, I got a hotel key that clearly stayed in here from one of the Hiltons I stayed in. On my pod tour. Cool. Don't need that anymore. But I stole a key. My AAA card. You got to have that. You got to have that because you never know, right? Like you never, ever know when you might need that. Anyway, I'm going to go back to these tamari packets for just a moment. They're just a game changer. And they're tiny. And you can just throw them in your bag and have them all the time for us gluten-free people who love sushi and love to be ready to eat a good meal. You never know. Oh, I carry my little eye brightener stick sometimes with me because it's also small. That's also from Thrive. My bag is filled with Thrive, to be honest. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. And Anton, if you guys know who's been on several episodes, Anton had so many recommendations beauty-wise. And I have the big versions of those things. And then I have the teeny tiny versions of those things that I like to keep in my bag because I want to travel light. Anyway, so the other thing is the Charlotte Tilbury powder. It's like just let me see what the actual name of it is here. I have it in medium. No, Linus, that is not for you. It is this, just like a little pressed powder. So you have, you know, to like throw a little powder on. I get really shiny, I feel like. So I like to have a little powder with me at all times. Okay. And because of that, I need an applicator and I use the like mini egg. Do you all know those little like egg blender things, the little blending sponges? I use the teeny, teeny, tiny one because we're talking about my bag and I need teeny, tiny things. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. I'm a big eyebrow. Well, I don't really groom my eyebrows much. Like I don't go to someone who does my eyebrows for me or whatever. I literally wait for Anton. It is the funniest thing. I absolutely like trust him and I'm weirdly protective of my eyebrows. So anyway, that is all to say, I only let Anton touch my eyebrows. And so what I do before I can, or in the meantime, until I can see Anton, is I use, this is old school, and I think a lot of people will still agree with me, Benefit brow stuff is, in my opinion, still, maybe it's just what I'm used to and I'm a creature of habit and it works for me. Maybe there's better brow stuff out there, but I will tell you, I love, love, love their little eyebrow brushes. It's like a little cream. I think it's called Highbrow. The little like label of it is off this thing because I use it so much and it's in my bag. And anyway, so it's called Highbrow. They are amazing, the little eyebrow brushes. I absolutely love them so much. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles such as plant-based diets. Physician-formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism, as they evolve throughout a woman's life. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's Women Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. That's such a big difference. Take the first step to visit thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code METIME. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code METIME. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code METIME.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What are these? This is a set of keys. Oh, I have a teeny tiny little baby storage unit where I keep my artwork that I like to work on, because canvases are big and sometimes they can take up a ton of room. So I ended up getting myself a little, it's tiny, it's a teeny tiny little space that just fits canvases and extra art frames, paraphernalia, and yeah. Let's see here. What else do I have in here? Oh, I have a teeny tiny little Ziploc bag that has a couple of treats for Linus. I'm saying that very quietly so he doesn't hear me, but he knows they're in there because he's just going crazy about it right now. So yes, I have some treats for Linus that I always keep in my bag, because you never know, and he's being the best boy. He needs a treat, which is always. So I always keep that. And then of course I have way too many over here, like stashed in this little part of the bag. You know, poo bags. We need our poo bags for our doggies. And I have way too many of them. But I always think I'm never going to have one and need one. And you know, sometimes I pass people and they need one. And so sometimes it's just nice to have one for them. I also have a little Thrive Cosmetic lip gloss in here as well. I'm going to throw all of my Thrive, because you all, I know I do ads for Thrive on the podcast, but like I just genuinely love the makeup as well. Oh, what else do I have in here? I have a little, so cute. I have a little emergency, packet here, where I always keep this with me as well. Cause you know, when you're traveling, or what if you're just somewhere and you're like, you know, I haven't had my vitamin C today and I might just need to throw this in a little thing. Wow. I have a lot of stuff left in here from travel. Let's see. This looks like a receipt of some kind. You guys, we're about to find out what kind of receipt. What is this? Oh no, this is a parking ticket. That's cool. Not a parking ticket like I got in trouble for parking, but I took Linus to the beach one day and they gave me a little ticket, and that's still in my bag. What else here? Let's see. This is fun. What is this for? Oh, that's a receipt for Larchmont Beauty, where I probably bought some of these things. There's a hair tie. Can never have too many hair ties. I've got some cash money, because, you know, cash money's nice. Let's see, what else do I have over here? Oh, and yes, I have a tiny little thing of Advil, because you never know, you know? There's a lot of you never knows here, but I promise you, it's like, it's not too much. I have brought up the sunblock. I also would like to add that little CC cream thing that I use is so great, because the sunblock, you know, you never know where you're gonna need it. Maybe you're driving, you wanna put a little on your hands. Your hands look really nice. And then your hands, you know, are protected from the sun. Same time. Oh, I have this cute little spray of like hand sanitizer that's just like a little tube. It's almost the size here of like a little chapstick. and the label's a little messed up, so I actually don't know who makes it, but it smells so good. It's like a kind of this like honeysuckle smell, and it's not too bad. And I get it at Larchmont Beauty, which is one of my favorite places on planet Earth. And it's very cute and can fit just like in your pocket or in a teeny tiny little bag if you're going out. And that's how I try to like keep it. I used to have a big bag. And when I would have a big bag, I would find like a way to fill that up as well. So my thing now is like a tote and then this. Now in the tote, I've got a few other things. Like I keep my, like in my little bigger tote, like if I'm taking my laptop or something like that, that's more for travel. But I always keep my passport in there because you just never know. Do you love this? This is my you never know list. I just saw I have a little wet one thing too. My tote, I have a Tide pen. I have a whole thing of wet ones. I have a bigger thing of Purell for sure. My grandmother gave me very, 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 very long time ago this little angel thing to like protect me when I travel. So I like to keep that with me. It's nice. And then I have a little shamrock thing as well that she gave me. And I like to keep those things with me when I travel. Yeah. And I think that's probably like enough because on the beauty front, like I don't really do too many other things. Oh, I will say in my tote bag that I travel with, I always keep like a pretty heavy hand cream, just like even Neutrogena or something like Aquaphor or something like that. Again, because after you like use that hand sanitizer and wash your hands a million times when you're traveling, you need a really strong hand cream. And I keep it simple on that. I tend to love my like scents to come from like my perfume or whatever, which I love the, I'm currently in love with the Byredo Super Cedar is what it's called. That's one thing that I really love. And then the other is there's this like Malin and Goetz. Do you know this company, you all? Oh, I love their smells. I really do. There's like a Malin and Goetz, believe it or not, their cannabis and then their B5 lotion. They're on most of my, like that's what I have at home and what I use. I love Aesop too, but I tend to love the smell a little bit more of this like Malin and Goetz. Okay, why am I talking about what's in my home? So basically, my bag is all of the travel size things that you get at Sephora in the front line. That's it. Like that's what I keep in my purse, like my actual little bag. My tote has more of the normal size. This is so weird. Is this a what's in my bag episode? Is this what people do? I feel like most of my other things in my bag are going to be more like my electronics, like my tote bag, like my AirPods and, you know, my glasses, a charger. These are things I always keep in that bag because you never know. At a moment's notice, you might have to pack really fast. I don't know. That makes me sound like a criminal or something. I'm not, I promise. But like, I just travel a lot and I also like to sometimes do things spontaneously and last minute. So that is my little what's in my bag episode that I am just excited to learn that this kind of a thing exists. And also that was kind of fun to talk about. I kind of want to know what's in everybody else's bags. Like what do you like have that you like can't live without that's in your bag? Like I know I have my things, but what are yours? Thank you for listening to Me Time, this episode, this very random episode of Me Time that I did. It's my first What's in My Bag episode, which I guess is like a thing because y'all asked for it and now I'm learning about it. And also, everyone I hope is enjoying their spring breaks. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming very soon. Okay, until next time.